Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM on your dial. I'm your co-host, Kit Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around. We'll take a break for the news at the top of the hour for 5-6 minutes and be back with a second hour. So let's look forward to some good swinging sounds tonight. Tonight I'm going to bring up as a featured artist an overlooked and underrated tenor sax man, Paul Quinichet. He was affectionately known as the Vice President because he modeled his jazz style after the man that was called the President of the tenor sax, Lester Young, who spent 7 or 8 years in the Basie Band. Of course, the Basie Band was modeled after the Kansas City style of jazz, riff-oriented jazz, freewheeling tenor sax solos. And so this is a model that Paul Quinichet followed down through his career. In fact, he spent 2 or 3 years in the Basie Band in the early 50s. So we're going to sample some of Paul Quinichet's work tonight, most of it in the Kansas City style. We're going to open it up with a Mercer Arlen composition. It's a great standard, Come Rain or Come Shine, from Paul Quinichet's album, The Kid from Denver. And I won't go through all of the personnel because they're too numerous. Most of them are out of the Basie Band, but for an example, we do have Freddie Green on guitar, Sonny Payne on drums, Joe Newman and Thad Jones in the trumpet section. So you can tell it's a Basie-oriented organization. Let's listen to Come Rain or Come Shine. Thank you. featured artist of the week, tenor sax man Paul Kunishave, also known as the Vice President. As I stated at the outset of the show, he modeled his tenor sax style on that of the President, Lester Young. It was an aggregation that included several members of the Count Basie band at that time, and so you did hear a muted trumpet solo there by Joe Newman, who was in the Basie band along about that era. That was Come Rain or Come Shine by Paul Kunishave.
Well, I'm going to start off with a group led by Sonny Stitt, and it's from a Prestige album entitled Night Letter. We'll hear Sonny on alto sax, Jack McDuff on organ, Leonard Gaskin on bass, and Herbie Lavelle on drums. It's a Miller, Kahn, and Stein tune entitled Sunday. Thank you. And that was Sunday, a group led by Sonny Stitt there with Sonny on tenor sax, Jack McDuff on organ, Leonard Gaskin on bass, and Herbie Lavelle on drums. Looks like the liner notes misled us a little bit there because it lists Sonny on alto sax, but he was definitely on tenor sax there. It was from an album entitled Night Letter, a CD released on the Prestige label in 1963.
Going to continue with our spotlight artist of the week, tenor sax man, the vice president, Paul Quinichet. This is another track he cut on the Don label back in August of 1957. And this is an album called Tenors Anyone. I think it was a compilation of various tenor sax players. And this little item was called Colonel Hodge, written by the piano player in the group, Gene Roland. And along with Gene Roland, we have Nat Pierce on piano doing his Count Basie best, the guitarist out of the Count Basie band, Freddie Green, Wendell Marshall, kind of an outlier because he was a bass player in the Ellington band at that time, and the drummer of the Basie band, Sonny Payne. And this is a little thing called Colonel Hodge. has a neat little swinger in a Kansas City style called Colonel Hodge. And that was personnel that included Gene Roland on trumpet, a fine trumpet solo, Nat Pierce on piano doing his bassy thing, and Freddie Green on guitar. Colonel Hodge.
Well, next we'll hear from the Sonny Clark Trio from a Blue Note album. With Sonny on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. This is a Rauenberg Hammerstein tune entitled Softly as in a Morning Sunrise.
Thank you.
And that was a Sonny Clark Trio with Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. In addition to Sonny on piano, you heard Paul Chambers on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums. That was from a Blue Note album originally released in 1957 and then re-released on CD in 1987.
We're going to return now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, the Vice President on tenor sax, Paul Quinichet. And as I stated at the outset of the show, he spent around 3 years in a Count Basie band in the early 50s. And so this particular track was cut in New York in July of 52. It looks to me like the personnel is the entire Basie band is constituted at that time, absent Count Basie. The piano player is Bobby Tucker. Everybody else seems to come from the Basie band at that time. This is originally cut on the Marcy label, and it's an arrangement done by the alto sax man in the Basie band, Ernie Wilkins, and it's written by the guitar player in the band, Freddie Green, and it's a little thing called Bustin' Suds. Nice, easy little swinger by the Count Basie band as constituted in New York City in July of 1952. That was my review of the liner notes would indicate to me that the entire Count Basie band as constituted at that time, absent Count Basie. He was probably at the racetrack, and Bobby Tucker is on piano, and that was a little thing written by the alto sax man in the Basie band who did lots of the arranging at that time, Ernie Wilkins. There's a little thing written by Freddie Green called Bustin' Suds.
That's probably what the count was doing there.
Yeah.
Busting some suds. Okay, next we have a group led by Jack McDuff on organ, and it's from a CD entitled Brother Jack McDuff Live. And it was recorded live at the Front Room in Newark, New Jersey. And in addition to Jack McDuff on organ, we got Red Holloway on tenor sax, George Benson on guitar, and Joe Dukes on drums. This is a Sid Robbins, Charlie Shavers tune entitled Undecided.
With the hot sauce. Play with the hot sauce.
Thank you.
Then there was the old standard Undecided, featuring Jack McDuff on organ, Red Holloway on tenor sax, George Benson on guitar, and Joe Dukes on drums. That was from an album entitled Brother Jack McDuff Live, released on the Prestige CD in 1963.
Well, our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man, the vice pres, Paul Quinichet, put an album together on the Prestige label in 1958. As I stated at the outset of the show, he was into the Kansas City Count Basie style all down through his career, and this album was appropriately called Basie Reunion. And it was more than just a reunion. It was a tribute to Basie. Every member of the group was a Basie alumni of one way or another, including the piano player Pierce, because Nat Pierce, because he would do a lot of the arranging for the band, and he always, when he spelled Count Basie, always played in that Basie style. And this group included Buck Clayton and Shad Collins on trumpet, Jack Washington on baritone, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, Joe Jones on drums, all members of the Basie band at one time or another. And this is a little thing written by the trumpet man, Buck Clayton, called Love Jumped Out.
Thank you.
our featured artist, Paul Kunishay, on tenor sax, leading up a bunch of Basie alumni on a prestige album called Basie Reunion, and there are fine solos all around by Buck Clayton and Shad Collins on trumpet, Jack Washington Bear on baritone sax, Nat Pierce on piano, and of course, the wonderful rhythm guitar of Freddie Green.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We're shortly going to take a break for the news, and then we'll be back for the second hour. I'm Al Korns. Your co-host has been Kent Lindquist. And we're going to wrap up the first hour with a group headed up by Chico Hamilton. It's from an album entitled Easy Livin'. And it's got Chico on drums, Carson Smith on bass, Jim Hall on guitar, and Bill Perkins on tenor sax. And the tune is a Leo Robin Ralph Ranger tune. It's the title tune from the album, Easy Living. Thank you.